Right, joining me now is Bradford Bulls new signing Richie Mavers. Richie, how are we doing today?
Yeah, good, thank you. Bit of a whirlwind last few days. So, the opportunity came totally out of the blue. Had a phone call sort of at the back end of last week to see if I'd be interested in playing again. And it's passed the medical and signed the forms and sat here today.
I was going to ask that. Was it a case that this has been weeks in the build-up, but it really has just been one of them where you've just taken a call and taken the opportunity?
Yeah, well, I've got to be open and honest. Getting back playing was never on my radar. I'd not been actively seeking it, not got an agent or been pursuing that at all. I've obviously kept fit and healthy just from being a professional sportsman for so many years. But I've got a relationship with Jimmy Lowe's from when he was the assistant coach at Warrington and played with Chev Walker and Matt Diskin, who were on the coaching staff. And once sort of I'd spoken to Jimmy and the plans and the plans he had and how he saw me fitting into that, it really sort of made me think twice about coming out of retirement. And to be fair, there was a fair few hurdles to jump. I was a bit apprehensive and was it the right thing? But, sort of once I'd sort of considered everything and took the emotion out of it and everything fell into place, it was only one decision and one I'm really, really looking forward to.
And looking at the role you had with the Warrington Wolves as the player welfare manager, is that a role you're still going to keep while you're playing, or is it a case you're just going to have to concentrate on the playing side?
No, very much so. I'm the player welfare manager at Warrington Wolves and also an ambassador for IFC Teamwear as well. So they're two roles I've really got embedded in terms of the off field, and that was really important to me that I didn't want to give either of those up. So I'm going to have a very busy diary, but having looked at it and really, really sort of gone through it with a fine tooth comb that I can do it, I can commit to obviously performing for the Bulls and then fitting in my obligations to Warrington Wolves and the stuff with ISC as well. So it's very much doable. Sat up with my family and got their blessing. And yeah, it's just the diary is going to be very hectic. But I'm really delighted to be back busy.
And looking at joining the Bulls, obviously a team with a lot of history and a team who will be hoping to be back in the Super League. I know you want to be a part of that.
Yeah, definitely. If I can be part of that journey, look, I know there'll be probably a few sceptic fans out there with me long layoff and coming back and coming in late in the season, but I think that I'd probably say to that they were one of the reasons why I really sort of the romantic side, I guess, of it. I played in Leeds and Bradford derbies when there was 20,000 there in Super League, and always loved playing at Oddsall and from the early Super League days as well, when they really grasped the concepts of matchday entertainment and everything that went around that. So part of to be potentially part of that journey that gets him into Super League. I know sort of Mike Green and Steve Ferris and Robert Hunter-Paul are really pushing for that off-field and giving Jimmy Lowe's every chance to do that. So, it's a really tough league. Some really, really good quality sides, and obviously with a eights at the end of the season, anything can happen. So it's a really exciting concept, and one I'd love to be part of getting Bulls back into Super League.
And when you look at the strength of the Championship, there's a lot of teams that will be hoping to get into their mid-eights and then actually gain promotion to the Super League.
Yeah, of course. And I guess if you just look at how it went last season, I think everybody, Bulls included, would be better equipped from going through that experience last year. And it's all about peaking for the back end of the season and getting some form on the board. And anything can happen. I think, we were really unlucky last year to lose that game against Wakefield, but I think they'll be better equipped this year in terms of experience. So it's an exciting concept. It's great to be part of the journey. I just can't wait to start now, meet the boys, get into training, earn their respect, and then get out in front of them fans.
And obviously now you're a part of it, are you looking forward to getting back into the training side of it, getting that buzz of having a match day, because it's something you've missed for quite a while?
Yeah, definitely. I've just had the medical there at Tong, and just the smell of the changing rooms and the gym, and seeing that, it sort of gets the juices flowing again. And as I said before, I've kept healthy, and and fit. I just need to get sort of integrated into the team. And yeah, you do miss these things. And I guess that's one of the big things I'm really looking forward to, is really taking in and absorbing each experience, you know, training days, time in the gym, playing in front of the fans, and just really, really savouring this season. Because, you know, as a 32-year-old player, you don't get too many, you know, you don't get too many more opportunities. So, you know, really, really refreshed, really looking forward to it. And as I've sort of said before, really excited.
And looking at the Bulls this season, just how far do you think the team can go?
There's no reason why they can't go all the way, and I think everybody, in whether they're in Super League or the Championship, will be saying the same things. Everyone's fit and fresh and had a great pre-season, and you know, you just need to be consistent throughout the season. I think a big thing is having a fit and healthy squad, particularly towards the back end of the season, plays a big part. I think you look at how much I missed key players last year. You know, Lee Gascombe, for example, missed a fair chunk of the back end, and that really hurt the squad. So I think it's a combination of things. But you know, as squad stands, I think there's great depth there. They've got fantastic infrastructure in terms of coaching staff and medical and conditioning and etc. So I think it's just one of them. You need to be consistent throughout the season, be lucky with injuries, and peak at the right time.
Well, Ricky, mate, I really do wish you the best of luck for the new season. Thank you for joining me.
Brilliant. Thanks for your time.